Blog Talk Radio.
This is Project JJSX.
p.m. Central Time, then it must be time for the one and only 30JK right here, right now on Blog Talk Radio. And my name is Jason Kelly. That's right. Yeah. Yep. Let's go. Today's guest is Tina E. Clark, originally from Shreveport, Louisiana. Musician, songwriter, and entrepreneur. Let's get to know this talent right here on the J. Meanwhile, we're going old school rolling, y'all. Thank God it's Friday. Let's do this. Oh, hey, let's get this party started. Shreveport, Louisiana, that's where she's originally from. And Mr. and Cold Duck from her album, Nikki Roots. Ladies and gentlemen, 30JK Nation, please give it up and way up for our next guest right here, right now. It's Tina E. Clark. Everybody give it up. Woo! Hey, come on in, Tina. How are you?
Hey, Jason, how are you doing? I'm good.
Oh, my gosh. Welcome to 30JK. I'm
Thank
glad
you for
to have
me.
You here.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
So tell 30JK Nation out there all about yourself, please.
Oh, wow. That's a loaded question, Jason. I wouldn't know where to start with that specifically. Anything specifically you want to know?
Well, tell everybody where you're from and what you do and all that kind of good stuff, and we'll get started with some questions.
I am from Shreveport, Louisiana, currently residing here in Dallas, Texas, and I am a songwriter, music producer, and music business entrepreneur. Basically, what I do is I consult with independent artists on anything from branding to distribution to promotion to publishing, licensing, and anything that deals with the music industry.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Mm-hmm. And what's the name of your music consultant company?
Actually, it's Indie Music Biz Radio. And currently we have what's called the Music Marketing Minute, which is 60 seconds or a little bit more of just a fast snippet of things that independent artists can do to promote themselves. And that is, they can find that online. All they have to do is just Google the Music Marketing Minute.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you have lots of social media going on for yourself as well. Where can they follow you?
Oh, wow. They can follow me on Twitter as Tina E. Clark, Facebook, Tina E. Clark, SoundCloud, Tina E. Clark. And some others. There are so many, like you said. Half of them I don't even remember. But those are the main ones that I'm on, SoundCloud, Facebook, Twitter. I have a lot of people that IM me if they follow me on Twitter or friend me on Facebook.
Right.
And follow me on Twitter as well. And SoundCloud, there's YouTube at Tina E. Clark. I have a YouTube channel as well.
Oh, you're a pretty busy lady. What kind of instruments do you play, out of curiosity?
Right now I'm using what's called a DAW, a D-A-W, Digital Audio Workstation. And the beauty of the DAW is that it allows you to program almost every instrument imaginable. But as far as actually playing, my first instrument was violin. I played that from, from elementary school all the way through college. And where I majored in music, I played E-flat alto sax from middle school all the way through college again. Then for concert season, I switched to oboe. And I played that in college as well. So, but again, when the digital audio workstation was invented, it was a godsend because I was able to do everything without relying on other musicians who, as for me, it was good because I'm really passionate about what I do. It's been long hours doing it. And so I knew I could depend on me and didn't have to depend on other musicians and work around their schedules and different things like that. Being a composition major made it very easy for me to be able to write, produce, and score, that sort of thing.
Oh, awesome, 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 awesome. Now, without giving me your age, what was your first album that you did all by yourself?
Actually, the first one that I did by myself was a contemporary Christian album. It was a self-titled album, Tina E. Clark, and I had on it maybe about 9 or 10 tracks on it. But that was, like I said, that was contemporary Christian, mainly because that's my background, but I do all genres.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You've done everything from funk, R&B, soul, little smooth jazz,
symphonic,
smooth jazz here and there.
Classical, just you name it, pretty much.
You're pretty much a Jill of all trades.
Yes and no. Yes and no. I mean, it's all related, you know. It's all related. I mean, music is music. It's just all related. So. I like to be versatile. So let's just say that. I like to be very versatile.
Oh, good, good. I'm pretty much versatile too. I play like piano and drums, maybe do like sampling and stuff like that.
Oh, that's cool. I got to hear you sometime.
Hey, you know that little piece of music in the beginning of the show? Well, that's my piece of music.
Yeah, I kind of thought so.
Rolling.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much music smart when it comes to picking out some good music.
Okay, good. So you're a great music listener.
Yes, I listen to pretty much everything from hip hop to rock, maybe a little metal here and there. A little country won't hurt, you know. As long as you've got a good beat.
It's always good to be diverse like that. So that's a great thing. That's a great trait to have.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, the phone number here for 30JK is 347-857-2310. Again, it's 347-857-2310. blogtalkradio.com/JKFX for life. For those of you that want to listen live online, check us out. We'll check you out. Nikki Ruth, tell me about that.
Nikki Ruth is an EP, not a full LP. It is an EP extended play. Nikki Ruth, that's a very personal album for me because after the death of my mom, after years of going to the grave and putting flowers on the grave, I wanted to do something that was a little bit more memorable. And my mom loved jazz. Actually, I remember as a child, you know, that's pretty much all that was played in the household was jazz, except on Sundays, and then it was gospel. But for the most part, it was jazz. Not knowing how it would affect me, because I wasn't listening per se to the jazz. It was just being played in the household. So, but anyway, I just wanted to do a musical tribute to her, something that will last way longer than flowers, and something that could be passed on from generation to generation. In honor of her and to keep her memory alive. She loved jazz, so and Ruth was her first name, and Nikki was her nickname. So I just put those two together and came up with Nikki Ruth for the title of it. The first track off of that is Pearl, and that was her middle name, Ruth Pearl. So the first track was Pearl. Then there's another track called Mister, which is about the story of the musical story about her love affair with my dad. So I kind of wanted to capture that musically from what I observed and could understand as a child, and well on into life. And then the Cold Duck, which is the latest track, Cold Duck was her favorite sparkling wine. I've never had it, but it was her favorite sparkling wine. And I just wanted to capture what I remember when she, you know, and my dad and their friends would sit around and have some sparkling Cold Duck. And I just remember the laughter and the fun and the dancing. So I wanted to capture all of that in the track. So every track is a part of her personality. So that's why I say the entire album is a dedication to her, and every track tells a story. So when my siblings and their children sit around and listen to the music, the story hopefully can be told about her that will keep her memory alive. And it's smooth jazz.
The legacy continues, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So
awesome,
there you have
awesome.
It.
You are listening to Tina E. Clark. This is part one of this conversation. Part two will be coming at you next week at the same time over Blog Talk Radio. My name again is Jason Kelly, and this is 30JK. Any piece of advice you want to give people that want to be in the music business, Tina?
Well, yeah, they can listen to my Music Marketing Minute, or they could go to my site, TinaClark.com, or they could go to IndieMusicBizRadio.com. And what I do is I'm always giving advice on those sites based on the questions that I get from how to get started and how to get a deal, how to get a publishing deal, how to get this deal and that deal, you know, how to get booking, touring, those types of things. So I'm always open, and they can always message me on Facebook with any questions that they have. But, you know, I would just say be consistent, you know. You have to be consistent, and you have to be patient, because this is a very competitive industry. And you really have to love what you do and not necessarily do it for the money. Now, when I say don't do it for the money, I don't mean don't expect to make money. I'm just saying if you're chasing the money, that could be a long time coming. So that's why you have to be patient, and you have to be consistent, and you have to be great at what you do. Your stuff has to be able to stand toe-to-toe with some of the stuff that's already out there. I mean, it has to be quality writing, quality songwriting, quality singing, quality music production. You know, it can't be crappy. And to just hone their craft continually, hone their craft, and always be a student. Never stop learning. Always be learning to be better, because there's somebody out there who's waiting to take your spot or take your space, and find ways to find creative ways to brand yourself, ways that you can stand out. You know, ask yourself, what can I do to be different? I mean, if everybody is doing hip-hop, then what can I do to be different, to stand out? If everybody is doing jazz or pop or rock, then you have to find ways that you can stand out and lead from the middle of the pack.
In other words, don't be a cookie cutter. Don't be cookie cutter. Be you.
Well, there was a time when cookie cutter worked, but it doesn't today. I mean, some of the greatest record labels back in the day that were out were cookie cutter. Their model was cookie cutter when it came to their artists, when it came to their writing, and Motown was one of them. But it worked in that particular era, and it worked for a time, but it doesn't work today. So today you have to be different. You know, you have to be different. So just find ways that you can stand out from the crowd. Be it a different sound, be it a different look, be it a different, the way you sing, the way you move, the way you dress. There are so many different angles that you can go from, but just be different.
Wow. Are you getting all this, 30JK Nation? This is a gem of all gems. Tina E. Clark, entrepreneur, musician, songwriter, producer. Man, she does it all, baby. All, baby. Oh, man. I am just soaking it in, just taking all sorts of notes, man. You just won't believe it. See what I'm telling you, people? She is really awesome. Yes. Wow. And she's even working on scores, like on movies or something? Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, yeah. I mean, licensing is a very lucrative business for people who are interested in scoring for film and for television, be it doing commercials or be it for doing video games. And it's just so many different avenues where a producer and a songwriter can make money. So film and television, of course, is at the top of my list right now.
Yeah, you can probably take a piece of RZA's notebook, man. And for those of you that don't know who RZA is, he's one of the founding members of hip hop icons known as the Wu-Tang Clan, responsible for Method Man, ODB, Capadonna, GZA, Master Killer, all those guys. Wu-Tang is on your brain. That is so cool. What kind of scores are you planning to do, Tina?
That's a pretty loaded question. Anything from independent films to major films to television things, commercial.
Like independent, syndicated, network.
Well, just independent film, dealing with independent filmmakers and directors and playwrights. I'd love to do some major motion picture stuff. Currently, I'm in the process of pitching some stuff that I have now for a movie that is in production right now. It's scheduled to be out sometime in 2016. I can't give you the name of that movie, yo, yet.
Not yet. You got to keep it under wraps.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I'm pitching to it. So, yeah, I want to be the one to get the job. So
Right.
Yeah.
You got to make that dough, baby.
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. You know what we're going to do for part two? We're going to listen to those songs that you just mentioned, Pearl, Mister, and Cold Duck, so everybody can get a chance to hear the talents that you have. And because, you know, you're awesome like that, Tina.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Are you doing any live shows at all?
No, currently I'm not. I mean, I'm what they call a studio rat. You know, I live in the studio. I don't feel the need to do live stuff because I've been there, done that, and I make my living from being in the studio producing and writing for others.
Been there, done that, got the T-shirt, right?
Yeah, so to speak. Now, however, if the price is right, yeah, I'll do live if the price is right.
Come on down, baby. Yeah. Anybody you would like to shout out while we have some time left?
Well, I just want to shout out to all your listeners. I appreciate them for tuning in and for listening and being a supporter of your radio show.
Well, that's good enough for me. You know what? I have had a blast. I've had a blast having fun with you. And part two is when we're going to hear those titles from Nikki Ruth. If you've never heard of Tina E. Clark, you need to go and get you some. Yeah, baby. Tina E. Clark on Facebook, Instagram, all that, man. Even on Twitter, man. You support this woman right here because, hey, Jason loves him some Tina E. Clark right now. Hey, keep it real, keep it rocking.
I love you too.
Yeah, keep it rocking, keep it old school rolling. And hey, we would love to have you back for part two. I would love to have you back for part two.
All right, let's talk about it and make that happen, Jason.
All right, you got it. Let's give it up for Tina E. Clark, 30 JK Nation. That's for you, babe.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. You have made my day.
Well, thank you, Jason. That makes me feel good.
Well, I will see you next week here at the same time for part two, okay?
Okay. Thank you for having me, Jason.
All righty. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Oh, wow. That lady is nothing but awesome. Awesome, 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 awesome. How about it once again for Tina E. Clark, everybody? Oh, Yeah. That's how we do it on a Friday right here at 30JK, y'all. Yeah, man. And while I have a little bit of time left, y'all, I want to give a very special shout out to someone living in Lewisville, Texas. He's celebrating a very awesome birthday. He represents Raising Cane's, where I work at. Let me tell you. He loves his crew. He loves everything he does. So, hey, I thought I'd give him a shout out to let him know that we all love him. We like him. We love him. We can't get enough of him. His name is Jeremy DiCarlo. He is the general manager for Raising Cane's in Lewisville. And I would like to say happy birthday. Hope you have many, many more. Hope you get everything you want. And hey, all I got to say to you, Jeremy, is you got love in the window. Hey, hey, hey. Give it up for Jeremy DiCarlo. Jeremy, 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 Jeremy. Woohoo! You the man, brother. You are the man. Oh, yeah. And hey, you know what? Give it up for yourselves because you make it happen. Woo! Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's how you do it, baby. Oh, yeah. Everybody giving it up today. All right. I believe the clock on the wall says we got to get on up out of here, y'all. Horns up, head up, keep your chin up, because that's what true blue devils always do. All day, all night, all the time. We will be seeing you on the flip side as we bring you part two of Tina E. Clark right here on Blog Talk Radio, right here on 30JK. And until the next time we see you, this has been Jason Kelly on a Project JKFX Worldwide Internet presentation. As always, imparting, it's a JK thing. Sissy, we gone. See ya and peace out. Thank you.